War. The Lord has said that in the last days there will be wars and rumors of wars, and the whole earth shall be in commotion, and men's hearts shall fail them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 26. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we are a people of peace. We follow the Savior, who is the Prince of Peace. We look forward to His millennial reign, when wars will end and peace will be restored to the earth. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. However, we recognize that in this world, government leaders sometimes send military troops to war to defend their nations and ideals. Latter-day Saints in the military do not need to feel torn between their country and their God. In the Church, we believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law. 12th Article of Faith. Military service shows dedication to this principle. If Latter-day Saints are called upon to go into battle, they can look to the example of Captain Moroni, the great military leader in the Book of Mormon. Although he was a mighty warrior, he did not delight in bloodshed. Alma chapter 48, verse 11. He was firm in the faith of Christ, and his only reason for fighting was to defend his people, his rights, and his country, and his religion. Alma chapter 48, verse 13. If Latter-day Saints must go to war, they should go in a spirit of truth and righteousness with a desire to do good. They should go with love in their hearts for all God's children, including those on the opposing side. Then, if they are required to shed another's blood, their action will not be counted as a sin. See also civil government and law, peace.